Amy, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. It's been a bit.
A long time. Yeah, I know. But you're going to be sticking around for a few minutes after the news is over, right?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Because we're going to have you on as a guest at some point before you leave here.
Oh, great.
To talk about a really cool event down in North Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
fantastic.
And people might be able to win tickets for it.
Yes, it's very exciting.
So we'll see.
It's going to be a good one.
All right. So if you're just tuning in, stick around for Amy Leonard. She'll have a breaking alternative festival story in North Carolina in about 25 minutes or so, something like that.
Sounds good.
All right. Great. We'll see you in a few minutes. This is Chris Atwood keeping you company until 11 o'clock tonight, playing the best in 70s punk, 80s new wave, 90s Britpop, and getting us started with the guy that began the whole new romantic movement back in 1980. It was around for a long time before then. It's David Bowie, Ashes to Ashes, ATD.
Ashes to ashes, funk to funk it, we know.
95.9 WATD, I Want Candy. Bow, wow, wow. On the altar with me, Chris Atwood. It's 6:19. It's time now to check your final look at traffic with Lisa DeMilo. Lisa, how are our Boston roads right now? 95.9 WATD, this is Chris Atwood, keeping you company until you know it. 11 p.m. tonight, have a fun show for you, a full show. Pretty much guarantee, take it to the bank almost, that Friday nights from now until September are sports free, which means it's the alternative zone. And you know what to do. If you want to request, give us a buzz at 781-837-4900. Also, you can check us out on our social media, which is 80s Alternative Radio on Facebook. And you can leave a message there or post something, and we'll try to get that on during the show. We're going to kind of vault into the early 90s, Counting Crows, ATD.
Oh, but we got different reasons for that. Believe in me, cause I don't believe in anything. And I wanna be someone to believe.
Sticky sweet romance, and she makes you wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants. So you fantasize away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her saying, "Good girls don't, good girls don't." I should be telling you, "Good girls don't," but I do. So you call her on the talk about the teachers that you meet, and she says she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late. There's a ringing in your brain, cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying, "Good girls don't, good girls don't." I should be telling you, "Good girls don't," but I do. And it's a team. She's pretty fast, and you're hoping that she'll give you some tonight. So you start to make your play, cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying, "Good girls don't, good girls don't." I should be telling you, "Good girls don't," but I do. And it's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste. She's sitting on your face.
And it hurts.
Good girls don't. Good girls don't. I should be telling you, good girls don't. But I do. Good girls don't. Good girls don't. I should be telling you, good girls don't. But I do. But I do. But I do.
You're listening to The Alternative with Chris Atwood on 95.9 WATD.
Me.
95.9 WATD from 37 years ago. That was Living on the Ceiling by the band Blancmange. That was their third single taken from their debut album, Happy Families, and one of their most popular songs by that band ever. It's a great, and if you remember the video, sort of took place in like Kashmir, Northern Africa, Egypt area, and there was very lots of intrigue as they were running through train stations. Check it out over on Google or YouTube, and yeah, let me know about it. We'll be right back with some more Tears for Fears, more music after these on ATD. Thanks, Mike. Check out his show. It's a great one, Mondays through Thursday, 10 o'clock here on WATD. And you know how there's a song or there's many songs on this type of show where it's all sort of 80s new wave and post-punk, and you hear it and it brings you right back to a specific moment. We all have many of those songs. This is one for me. It brings me right back to when I was getting ready to graduate from high school, hanging out with my friends and, you know, on to fame and fortune in WATD. Tears for Fears, 95.9 WATD.
No time.
95.9 WATD, Cat Meow at the end. The Waitresses, they know what boys like. Know what you like, the alternative, 781-837-4900 to get you into the queue for your 80s alternative request. I'm throwing some 70s punk and some new stuff as well, so just let me know about that. We're going to be back with a quick chat with Amy Leonard about a really cool event in North Carolina after these. ATD, 95.9 WATD. This is Chris Atwood. You're listening to The Alternative, and in the newsroom with some breaking news of a cool festival in North Carolina. Amy, tell us what's going on.
Hello. So yes, this just in, there is going to be a music festival in North Carolina in May, and it's going to have a lot of great bands. It's going to have Tool. It's going to have Rob Zombie, Foo Fighters, a lot of great music, and we may be giving away tickets on your show.
Wow.
Coming up.
Now, how did you find out about this, and how did it just like surface up here to the Boston area?
So I am a big fan of Tool.
Okay.
And it has been rumored. I know everyone always says they're coming out with a new album this year, and it hasn't been since 2006.
You're right.
But
this is the year.
I feel like it is the year.
Right.
And you know, they did. They just kicked off a Europe tour. They're touring around the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this could be it. And so I happened to see that, and I saw that they were going to be playing in North Carolina, because I was seeing all these Europe dates, and as fun as that would be, I don't think I'm going to make it to Europe this year. So I decided to get involved and see if I could maybe do a little bit of press coverage, maybe get
awesome.
Some tickets. And
yes.
If I do, then we're going to give them away on your show.
And that's taking place, is it May 10th, 11th, 12th?
That is correct,
and
yes.
What's the name of the festival?
It's called Epicenter Music Festival, and it's in Rockingham, North Carolina.
I have no idea where that is.
I don't really either.
There's a Rockingham in New Hampshire, I think, where they race like horses and stuff.
Okay, yeah, but we want to go south.
Yeah, we're going south. Yeah. So, well, I mean, I would definitely go to that festival.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking before the show. I'm actually going to be on the West Coast in Los Angeles
yes.
for the Like Totally 80s Festival on Huntington Beach.
Sounds amazing.
It's really cool. And Public Image Limited is one of the bands for that festival.
Oh, cool.
So it'd be really neat if we're able to figure out some way where you're calling back into the show.
Yeah.
I'm out in L.A. calling back into the show and getting two really cool festivals with diverse music.
On two different coasts, even.
Yeah. And Prodigy was going to be one of the bands.
Correct. Yes. And then Keith Flint, the singer of Prodigy, unfortunately passed away recently.
Right. Right. So. And do you think that they'll just they probably have not going to be on that bill because of that? You know,
that's what I'm assuming. Incident. I haven't seen any announcements from Epicenter yet regarding that, but I'm assuming that they're just going to pull them.
How can people find out more about this information? We could probably post it over on the 80s Alternative Radio Facebook page.
That would be great if we can put it up there. And then also, I believe they do have a website.
The Epicenter Festival in Rockingham, NC.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? Exactly.
Yeah. And a great line. I mean, 3 days, right?
And camping. And, yep. So it's a festival where you camp out and 3 days of great music.
And one of the bands that I would definitely go see, and I've seen them before a couple of times, and they were really big when I was in college, and they had this one massive song. They had lots of massive songs, but this song coming up was really personified college radio back in 1985.
Okay.
Going back a while here.
I think I have a guess.
It's, and you have to say it like three times fast. She sells Sanctuary.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, all right.
Well, Amy, thank you for that breaking news about the Epicenter Festival.
Thank you very much.
North Carolina, May 10th, 11th, 12th.
You got it.
This band is going to be on the bill, I think, on Sunday.
Yes.
And we'll see about free tickets.
Sounds great.
ATD. We'll be right back.
WATD FM Marshfield, WBMS Brockton, and translator W247 CB Brockton.
The South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Destruction.
Alternative is only from the 80s? Here's a new alternative from today, only on 95.9 WATD.
95.9 WATD, a fairly new alternative band known as the Boxer Rebellion. That song was called Spitting Fire, came out in 2009 off of their album Union. And they have a connection to America because the, the vocalist there, the lead singer, he's from Tennessee. And he moved on over to England and formed that band. And they've been putting out music ever since 2001, their most recent album was 2016. So if you like that sound, go check out the Boxer Rebellion. Big hello to everybody tuning in here in the Boston area, South Shore, as well as around the U.S. of A. And thank you for making this show a hit on Friday nights, not only on WATD, but last week on the podcast channel that I have for this show. If you go to the 80s Alternative Radio page, we actually podcast through a group called Pod-O-Matic. We were number two. We're in the top 10 alternative podcast, and we went from sort of like the 3,000th mark or whatever all the way up to around 400 in overall podcasts. So we're going up and up and up, and if that's due to any of you clicking on the podcast, usually the Saturday or Sunday after the show, thank you very much. 781-837-4900. Hopefully everything is queued up the way I want it to be. We'll find out. Indigo Girls. It's a good sign. Try to be true. ATD. 95.9 WATD. The police, canary in a coal mine. They actually would bring those down into the mines. If there's any sort of gas, those canaries, they would be the first ones to go. And that would be the sign for the guys down there to get on out of the mine. That's the story behind canary and a coal mine. Lots of stuff to tell you about tonight. We're going to get to most of it. And coming up at 10 o'clock, don't forget, we have the Friday flashback, 10 at 10. And we're flashing back into the early 80s, March 8th, to find out the top 10 alternative songs that were climbing up and down the British charts. And this next band is not in that countdown. However, if any of you have Spotify, there's an incredible Spotify show that you can listen to. It's a, I think, a 10-part series about The Clash. I've posted it up on the 80s Alternative Radio page. Listened to it this morning on the drive into work. Wow. Couldn't get out of the car. It was actually a little bit late. And good stuff there. So check that out on Spotify. And speaking of The Clash, Bill in Green Harbor, he said, hey, are you guys going to be doing a show with that band, The Clash? Actually, Charlie Don't Surf. And I said, yeah, July 12th, we're going to do another Rock the Lot. And he wanted to hear and to also dedicate a song to that band, Charlie Don't Surf, who played an incredible set last week up in Cambridge at the Cantab Down Under, Club Bohemia. Rock the Casbah. From Bill in Green Harbor to the guys in Charlie Don't Surf, Clash Tribute Band, ATD.
Oh, they really back on me. night, in and out the light. What a great traffic system, it's so bright. I can't think of a better way to spend the night than speeding around.
You're listening to The Alternative with Chris Atwood on 95.9 WATD.
It's in times like this the great heaven knows that we wish we had not so many clothes, so let's loosen up with a playful tease, like all lovers did through the centuries.
We're just following ancient history. If I should be for you, will you should be for me? We're just following ancient history. If I should be for you, will you should be for me?
When it gets so hot, the end of the your clothes getting in the way. If a pretty dress hides your true desire, fold it nice and slow, throw it on the fire.
We're just following ancient history. If I strip on you, will you strip on me? We're just following ancient history. If I strip on you, will you strip on me?
We don't need to see what the butler saw, or a mirrored room with a mirrored floor, all the sneaky looks gazing down on you are no substitute for a rendezvous. I'm
95.9 WATD. Adam Ant, Strip, here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood. And give you a hint for tonight's Friday Flashback 10 at 10. That artist, Adam and the Ants, is in the Friday Flashback 10. He technically should be in it five times, or at least the band, because they had five songs that were tearing up the charts back on March 8th, 1980-something. Just have to do some research, and you might be able to figure it out. One of the songs from Adam and the Ants came out in 1979, but because of its popularity, or the band, with a album that came out a few years later, that song sort of scooted up the charts as well. We're going to be back after these, and a message to Bill in Green Harbor, ATD.
Stephen Karadiannis here, conductor of the Plymouth Philharmonic. Video game music, as well as music by Mozart and Paul Simon, are highlights of our fun-filled family concert. That's Sunday afternoon, March 10th. Concert starts at 3. Hands-on instrument demonstrations begin at 2. For details, call 508-746-8008 or log on to plymouthphil.org. Sponsored by the Maine Family Foundation, with additional support from Entergy and WATD.
The South Shore YMCA presents The Taste of the South Shore Thursday night, March 28th at 6 at Lombardo's in Randolph. The Taste of the South Shore is the South Shore Y's annual signature fundraising event, featuring gourmet tastings from over 35 of the region's premier restaurants, breweries, and wineries. Enjoy a night out while raising funds to benefit the South Shore YMCA and to strengthen families and children in mind, body, and spirit. The Taste of the South Shore on Thursday, March 28th. Purchase your tickets today at ssymca.org.
95.9 WATD. This is Chris Atwood. You're listening to The Alternative until 11 p.m. tonight. And if you want to get into the queue, just give us a buzz, 781-837-4900. You can also go over to the 80s Alternative Radio Facebook page. Happy to take your request over there, post something about the show. In fact, maybe we can get a couple of you to do a selfie of you listening on your favorite listening device, hopefully a radio. Maybe you're streaming it on your Echo or whatever. And just, tag 80s Alternative Radio, put it up on the Facebook page, and we'll give you a like for that. Charlie Don't Surf, they called in when we played those two songs back-to-back by The Clash, Rock the Casbah, as well as London's Burning. And they said thank you to Bill in Green Harbor. And yes, they are looking forward to the July 12th Rock the Lot number 2. We're also going to do a Rock the Lot number 3 in August. Can't say where until sometime in early April because of contractual obligations. But that's going to be a much bigger event with three bands, and Charlie Don't Surf is one of them, as well as some other surprises thrown in. So more about that in August, but July 12th right here in Marshfield in our parking lot. We're going to actually do the broadcast live from out there as opposed to up in the booth. So hopefully if you're listening, mark your calendars, save the date, July 12th, 6 p.m. until about 8:30 right here in Marshfield. Remember the band The Railway Children? One of my favorite bands from back then. Jangly guitar, Every Beat of the Heart, 95.9 ATD.
Two blankets and a bookshelf. There's a picture frame and a couple keys to a couple doors that I won't see. You lost a lot, but you lost me. You lost my face, you lost my laugh. And then you lost my
95.9 WATD from 1985. That's the Rave Ups off of the Town and Country. Positively lost me here in the alternative with me, Chris Atwood. When was the last time you heard the Rave Ups on the radio? Probably in 1985. If you missed any of this last hour, don't fret. Everything is recorded. It will be uploaded to the podcast channel sometime tomorrow. Just go over to the 80s Alternative Radio Facebook page and you can find it. Or go to Podomatic if you're not on Facebook. Just Google Podomatic 80s Alternative Radio with me, Chris Atwood, and you should find it and play it and help us get to number one. That would be really cool. 95.9 ATD, Chris Atwood, 6 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We've got another 3 hours to go here, so we're going to play some more music for you coming up in a second. Just wanted to mention this. Remember the Rat up in Kenmore Square? Well, they do this really cool thing here on the South Shore. Coming up, just posted onto our Facebook page by them. On August 29th, it's going to be the 7th annual Rat Reunion Beach Party. It's at the C-Note in Hull. Tons of bands get together for a couple of days, and they just play back-to-back, lots of stuff there. They're also going to do, on June 1st, Saturday, June 1st, a Rat Reunion North at the Middle East in Cambridge, right there in Central Square. You know, so that's going to be really cool. Although it's not near the Rat because the Rat's now a high-end hotel. So on June 1st, they're going to have all these bands that are going to be playing from 6 o'clock until 1 in the morning. They asked me a few weeks ago, this was a huge honor, to spin when the doors open at 5 o'clock. So from 5 to 6, I will be at the Rat Reunion North on June 1st. at the Middle East, spinning classic DIY from the Boston scene, late 70s to the early 80s. And that's going to be a lot of fun, and also emceeing that event. So that's cool. Hopefully many of you can make your way up there. We'll be talking more about that, and we're going to chat with the organizers live on the air sometime toward the end of April. And hopefully we can also give away some tickets. So there you go. This next band is not from the Boston area. They're from England. And they, I think, might be in tonight's Friday Flashback 10. But we can play them now, but it's 2 hours ahead. Ultravox. Remember this band? Reap the Wild Winds. 95.9 ATD.
Shadow.